Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, Lee, and live and local in Anderson, now heard on 101.5 FM.
Yes, coming in strong.
Yes, can you get it in the bunker?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Fantastic.
No question, yeah.
Well, that means you didn't build it right.
I don't even have to open that steel door anymore.
So. Oh, all right, cool. So we can get it through the steel door,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Okay, good. Because you ought to add a couple more levels to that thing.
We're working on it.
Are
yeah,
you
there,
good?
There are good extensive renovations that are underway even as we speak.
What he means is he's got his wife down there with a shovel. She's digging out the basement.
Exactly. So much for that gym membership.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so, 101.5. If you have friends or family that live in Anderson, we had a guy this morning who called who lives in Greenville and works in Anderson. That's an interesting strategy to beat rush hour traffic, right?
Yes.
Go in the opposite direction. Smart guy. That you know, if you are used to being frustrated when you're in Anderson because you can't hear us on 106.5 FM, where we're heard in Greenville. Well, you can now. We have something called a translator. It's very exciting. And that means if you're in Anderson, you can listen to us in most places in Anderson, 101.5 FM. So, and for some of you, that'll mean, and we hate this for you, figuring out where on your trip you're going to switch from one FM station to another, but you can still get us. So we're super excited about that.
And of course, it's always available on the radio.com app as well, anywhere worldwide.
Yes. Meanwhile, not in China, technically.
But this is true, yeah.
Yeah, because I would if I were a Chinese communist official, I would never allow me to be broadcast
sure
to that country.
I'm sure that Google is blocking us from China.
Right. And if they're not, we want to know why.
Exactly.
Because, you know, street cred. Anyway, new from The Independent. This is an international article. Scientists urge people to eat less meat amid declaration of climate emergency.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you guys send a brave representative out from your group, whatever crazy group it is that thinks this is a good idea? Why don't you send the brave representative out to try to reason with the people waiting in line outside the Popeyes? Just explain to them how they don't really need meat.
Yeah, exactly.
You go ahead and do that. Be careful, though. I would do it from a distance or you might get shanked. You got to wonder, by the way, in the Popeyes PR department, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a guy's now been murdered over a chicken sandwich, right? Because somebody else cut in line. That's how bad. People are nuts. I mean, another woman wrecked her car trying to get to the front of the line to get this Popeyes sandwich. I'm still amazed by this. I meant to actually get one yesterday, but we had car trouble, so I wasn't able to.
Yeah, okay.
But I am going to pick one up. yeah, that's how much people like meat. You know what I'm saying? You get in front, you get between them and some meat they like, they will hurt you.
Maybe one of those delivery services, you know, Grubhub or whatever those things are called, might could deliver you a sandwich. You may have to make an order, larger order than just one of those sandwiches, though.
Yeah.
At least that way you would save your vehicle.
Well, the problem here is this is from a new paper published in the journal Bioscience, and 11,000 scientists have signed it. So you know what we're going to hear. 97% of scientists or something believe you shouldn't eat meat. So.
Well, there's a lot of things that I think scientists should do, too.
So. Yeah, I know. Like take a flying leap. yeah, they recommend following a vegan diet might be the single biggest way of reducing one's environmental impact.
I got a question about this. Okay, let's say, just say, we eliminate meat as far as like chickens, pork, cattle. And we go all vegan. How are you going to grow all that stuff? And where are you going to grow it? And how much fossil fuel and fertilizer and other things are going to be necessary to grow all of those veggies? Nobody ever thinks about this stuff. What? They tell you what you shouldn't be doing and then don't explain how the alternative is going to work. Just like everybody wanting to have electric vehicles. Nothing wrong with electric vehicles. Think they're a great idea. As long as I'm not having to subsidize somebody else's vehicle or their electricity, I got no problem with it, which unfortunately we do right now. But how are you going to power all that stuff? You're telling us to cut power. California, they can't send power to folks because they're afraid it's going to start a fire somewhere.
I don't know, but I think you want to start the revolution. The fastest way would be to tell people they can't have steak. They can't have red meat. People will go nuts if they hear that.
Well, they'd be happy if they went nuts because nuts are not meat. So
right, yeah,
that sort of goes along with that veggie thing.
Meanwhile, I saved this to tell you about.
Oh, good.
Speaking of California, I know we've been going back and forth on email about this new plan. They want to take dual justice to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if you're a Democrat grievance group that commits a lot of crime, but your group votes Democrat overwhelmingly, they want to make sure that you're never held responsible for any of those crimes, right?
Of course, yeah.
Well, there's two dual efforts going on opposite sides of the country, and you put them together, it paints a terrifying picture. And yes, they do intend to put them together. We saw this from Joe Biden when he said, man, you shouldn't have to go to jail if you commit a nonviolent offense. We don't need jails for nonviolent offenses, just the violent ones. Okay, California's Prop 47 is passed, and it basically, this is the free flat screen rule.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in, if you take something worth less than $950, it's a misdemeanor. It's a misdemeanor, and so you can just go help yourself. This is Fox News. In a lighted garage on one of San Francisco's busiest streets, a young man in baggy trousers and messy brown hair pulled down his pants. He had been hiding two pairs of stolen jeans with the tag still on them. He handed them to another man waiting nearby, took some money, pulled up his pants, and headed back into another store on Market Street, home to the city's high-end designers and big chain retail shops. The incident wasn't a one-off. These brazen acts of petty theft and shoplifting are a dangerous and all too common consequence of Proposition 47, a referendum that critics said effectively gives shoplifters and addicts the green light to commit crimes as long as the merchandise they steal or the drugs they take are less than $950 in value. The decision to downgrade theft of property valued below the arbitrary figure from a felony to a misdemeanor, together with selective enforcement that focuses on more serious crimes, has resulted in thieves knowing they can brazenly shoplift and merchants knowing the police will not respond to their complaints, say critics. Because it's just a misdemeanor.
So
now,
what happened to equal justice under law? So now if you are a retailer who sells things under a certain value, you have no police protection. You have no protection from theft.
No, you really don't.
You know what? You should stop paying your taxes because you're not getting any police protection.
I think that's a felony. You're not a felony if you don't pay your taxes.
Depends on whether your last name is Trump or not.
Right, yeah.
Of course, he did pay his taxes, has paid his taxes, has all of these records in with the IRS, but that's not good enough. We've got to have state attorneys general from New York investigate and take a look at something that the federal government already has. So, anyway.
Among the nation's 20 largest cities, because of Prop 47, San Francisco now has the highest rate of property crime, including
go figure
theft, shoplifting, vandalism. Okay, now put this together with what's going on in New York, where we talked about this the other day. They're getting rid of bonds starting in January, right?
Yeah.
This will begin. So if you commit a crime, including burglary, they give you a ticket to show up. And you're supposed to show up. And then they let you go. I mean, I presume they take the stuff back, the stolen goods, but they just let you go. And the reason this is a problem, they say, is because it creates a one-off environment. Like before, say you were on your fifth burglary, you come before a judge. He's like, no, you're not getting bond this time. You're on a burglary spree. I'm not doing this. Well, now it doesn't matter if it's your fifth burglary, your 15th, your 25th. You just get the ticket. The problem is the first couple of times you don't show up to court on the date on your ticket, it's a misdemeanor. Guess what that means?
You ain't showing.
You ain't showing. So you're going to have to rack up a few of those before you show up in court. So, I mean, honest to God, I don't know what's going to be stopping people in January from just picking out the nicest houses and going and helping themselves.
Well, I mean, there's very little to stop them. And then, of course, what you're going to wind up doing is overloading the police and sheriff's offices with these calls. What's that going to lead to?
Now, put the two systems together, one on one side of the country from the Democrats and one on the other. You can take anything you want under 950. That's a misdemeanor. Oh, and we'll give you a ticket if we catch you doing it. You don't even have to go to jail and bond out. We'll just let you go with your ticket. You can wad it up and throw it in our face if you want. You know what this is called? Anarchy.
Yeah, it is.
Total anarchy. Or what Joe Biden proposed at a campaign stop.
Also,
recently.
Keep in mind that those are states that don't want you to have any weapons to defend yourself either.
No, because, I mean, you could hurt a Democrat voter with that when he's breaking into your house again.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This came out Thursday, but hasn't gotten the attention it should. It's becoming clearer by the day that Michael Flynn was absolutely, totally, and completely framed by the FBI. But then that's what they do there. They frame people. While missing terrorists and high school shooters and other unimportant events that aren't worth the time to pursue. This is nuts. This came to light on Thursday. It's been out there. I've been kind of waiting for it to percolate a little bit and hit the Fox News level. And it has. There's when the FBI interviews you, and this really needs to change. And they could do it the other way, but what they do is they use something called a 302. It's their notes. So remember when the FBI goes in and they interview Mike Flynn, he's the first target of the coup. And they go in and they interview Mike Flynn, and the agents who were actually in the interview were like, yeah, he didn't lie or anything. But later the 302 said he did. Well, we've now found the 302s from the interview were altered. They were changed. And what the government did, there were two people that were involved in the writing of the 302s. One of them was an FBI agent whose name you don't know. And another one was Peter Strzok. The disgraced FBI agent, Peter Strzok. And Lisa Page. Lisa Page, it turns out, altered Flynn's 302s. Those are the documents from the interview. You think, well, we'll just go back to the recording, right? Didn't record it. Nope. Flynn's entire prosecution is based on the words of the FBI. And there's two versions. There's two 302s. Well, what the FBI told the court was that the accurate version, the real version, the one that claims he lies, this is what they said, was written by this other FBI agent. Well, long story short, the Flynn defense team found out they lied. They switched it. It was actually written by Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. And Page altered the 302, changing it from a 302 that appeared to show no lies by Flynn to one that appeared to show lies by Flynn. You're thinking, well, wait, Flynn pled guilty. Wouldn't you? He was out of money. They were going after his son, told him they'd leave his son alone if he pled guilty. He'd already lost his house, couldn't fight on anyway. He was up against impossible odds. So his defense team has busted them on this. So they lied in two ways. One, they altered the 302 to create a crime. And two, they lied about who wrote it. They flipped it around because you can't have, disgraced liar Peter Strzok as the author of the 302. You can't have that. So they flipped it and lied to the court, something they apparently do all the time. Not a big deal for them. That's why we call them the FBI. Let me translate for you what this means. The FBI framed Michael Flynn. The FBI framed Michael Flynn. Utah U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman was on Fox News Saturday commenting on this. He called it chilling. Chilling. And look, the way this has gone in court before, the FBI would just use 302s. Everybody loves the FBI. Everybody trusts them. No, they'd never lie. We don't need recordings. If the FBI says you lied, that's good enough. You go into prison. Because it's illegal to lie to the FBI. But it's apparently not a problem if the FBI lies. To create lies that you supposedly said, all while perjuring themselves before the court, which is a felony. Let's see what you got there. Felony, perjury level felony, tampering with evidence, that's a felony. This is unbelievable. It's just, they're profoundly corrupt. Do you remember who Michael Flynn is? And one of the reasons I immediately began to take Trump seriously and to like him and to support him was because he began to hang out with Michael Flynn. Because I'd followed Flynn for a long time. I'd been playing his audio for a while. Michael Flynn is an actual whistleblower. Michael Flynn was doing interviews with whoever would listen. This was at the end of the Obama administration. He went on Al Jazeera. He went on RT, which is Russia Times. Any outlet that would have him. He wrote editorials trying to tell everybody that John Brennan's CIA was arming and training ISIS's army, the jihadist fighters. That we weren't actually fighting ISIS in Russia. We were arming and training them. Not the leadership, but the ISIS army. They wouldn't have one without us. It's called Operation Timber Sycamore. You can read about it online. That was John Brennan. The first person they went after with fake charges, Michael Flynn. And I can imagine why. I mean, it must have terrified them to see Trump with Flynn. I mean, I can imagine how afraid they were. I mean, here's a guy who's telling everyone who will listen that the CIA is training a rogue ISIS army. And no one will listen. And Trump's listening. And he knows where the bodies are buried. I mean, you know, just that. I mean, you didn't think the treason charges. ISIS is declared terrorist group. You can't give them arms. You can't give these jihadist fighters arms, knowing what they are, that they're ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but they were. And Flynn wouldn't shut up about it. And because Flynn wouldn't shut up about it, I wouldn't shut up about it. A lot of my audio from that era comes from him. And he was the first they went after. And now we find out they flat out lied to the court. They're now saying, oops, did we not mention the updated 302 was written by Peter Strzok? Silly us. You know, the one that flipped it, made it look like he was lying, that one. It's going to be fascinating to see how they talk their way out of this one. I'm sure they will. I mean, it's America, dual justice, but how are they going to explain this? And will some judge finally stop this mess?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever had a great boss? You're thinking of what? Do they make those? Apparently they're out there. Love this story. A 69-year-old Vietnam vet in Texas. He's been trying to retire from his job at an auto body shop for a while, but he was waiting to pay off the last $5,000 of his mortgage so he could own his home free and clear. Well, his boss watched him do this, wanted him to enjoy the golden years of his life. This is in, again, San Antonio. His name's Albert Brigas, and he worked at a place called Renown Auto Restoration for the past 13 years. Well, his boss finally said, you know what? Enough. His boss is Rudy Quinones. He owns the place. He's been his boss for those all 13 years. He says, Albert's always been a hard worker, never missed a day. Yeah, that generation. Go through Vietnam, you're tough. He wanted to do something nice to help him out, so he paid off his mortgage. Rudy went to the bank that held the mortgage, wrote the check, and he's out of there. Said he really appreciated his great attitude, his great service, and particularly his service to his country in Vietnam. Boss paid it off for him so he could retire early. You're like, where do I get one of these bosses? Yeah. All right. Texter writes, Tara, why has Trump not pardoned General Flynn? I think he will eventually. And Trump is over a barrel right now. I mean, they would use that as an example of obstruction of justice and say he's trying to protect Flynn and they'd impeach him for it. And as crappy as it is what they've done to Michael Flynn and the way that the FBI has literally framed him. And we now know actually literally framed him by changing around the interview notes and then lying about who wrote them. So nobody would know it was Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. I tell you what, with these folks, with these guys at the FBI, so much crime, so little time. Again, they got to be time management experts. They got to join the whistleblower time management seminars. I mean, after they get out of prison, you can't get a job other way. You know, I mean, because time management, I mean, it was amazing the amount of crime they are able to do in such little time. That and manipulation. Texter writes, hey, Terry, you think less meat is a bad agenda by the left? Try less people. Yeah, that's what they're up for next. All right, guy, I want to let you know about this. Some people still texting me, asking me, hey, wait, what was that 3 o'clock announcement yesterday? What was the thing? Well, the thing is, we are finally going to be heard. We are heard right now, this moment, in Anderson County, most parts anyway of Anderson County, on 101.5 FM. So if you drove from Greenville to Anderson for work, or you live in Anderson and you drive in, you know, to Greenville, you get frustrated, you lose the signal. That shouldn't happen anymore on your drive into Greenville. You can listen to on 101.5 FM. So here's what we need you to do. Let people know. You've got friends, you've got family who live in Anderson. You've told them before, hey, you got to listen to these great shows on 106.3 WORD. Well, now you can. So tell them again, remind them again. They can get it on their radio, 101.5 FM in Anderson. All right. Meanwhile, I got to hit on this in every hour of the show because this is a stunning revelation. I mean, this is such a big deal. I cannot make enough of it. And you're finding out why the media is pretending they're not allowed to print the name of the whistleblower. They don't want you to pay attention to the whistleblower or to his attorney, because what his attorney said is so shocking and let's turn the audio back on for a minute. It is so shocking on so many different levels. Do you, okay, 2017, early on, some of us began calling this a coup, and that was edgy. The whole Russia thing, the spying on Trump, the lying to the FISA courts, the illegal searches of the NSA database, on and on and on and on again. The bugging of Trump Tower, not with old spy equipment, but with new. All of these things that they did. We started calling it a coup. And that was very edgy to call it a coup. I mean, that was kind of like, yeah. And the left would criticize us for that in the media. Oh, we were nuts. Well, do you know what word the whistleblower's attorney uses to describe what the Democrats plan to do to Trump in January of 2017 in a tweet? Coup. And when I read this, I was fascinated by it because this gives you a window into their mindset. They think of this as a coup. It's not just us calling it that. At the beginning, it's how they thought of it, and they were fine with it. Mark Zaid is the whistleblower's attorney. He tweeted, "The coup has started." By the way, this is 10 days after Trump was sworn into office, January 30th, 2017. "The coup has started. First of many steps. Impeachment will follow ultimately," he said. Hashtag lawyers. And boy, he was right. And when you consider Zaid is a guy who runs around in Hillary circles. Zaid is a guy whose main gig that he gets cash from, that he gets paid from, is serving the board of the James Madison Foundation with who? John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's chief of staff on her campaign and chief fundraiser. John Podesta. So, you know, behind closed doors, when they're all hanging out together, this is how they talk about what they're doing. We didn't come up with this first. I thought we did. We didn't. This is how they think. This is their mentality. That ought to scare the socks off you. But he wasn't done. Oh, no. The whistleblower's attorney was not done. He repeatedly tweeted about how we, meeting him, the media, and others, would force Mr. Trump from office. Again, this is 2017, not now. Quote, "I predict at CNN will play a key role in at real Donald Trump not finishing out his term as president," he wrote in one tweet. And, quote, "we will get rid of him, and this country is strong enough to survive even him and his supporters." So think about this for a minute. What he's calling a coup was described as the insurance policy in FBI texts. They're all talking about the same thing. Insurance policy, coup. I mean, openly using the word coup, I cannot wrap my mind around it. That even as early as 10 days after Trump was sworn in, they were using terms like this. Here's a tweet from Donald Trump Jr., talking about the use of the term coup. "Of course he did. Everyone knows the coup started on November 9th, 2016. Quit your fake sanctimony. Everybody who's been watching this bull blank for 3 years knows what a farce it has been all along." Okay, just understand how serious this is. Again, reverse the party labels. Can you even imagine if the attorney for the whistleblower trying to take out Obama had described their plans as a coup? It would be wall to wall. He would be hauled in before Congress. Senate to House, both probably. But there's nothing. There's nothing. It's okay. Coup here, coup there. You know what kills me? They spent like a year and a half mocking us for calling this a coup. They spent like a year and a half mocking the idea that there was a deep state running a coup. And what have they told us? Let's put it all together now. What have they just told us in the past month? There is a deep state. That comes from the top. Former FBI directors, two of them. I played you the audio last week. Oh, yeah, deep state. There is a deep state. And the PBS chick says, well, yeah, so, I mean, but, you know, Trump says y'all are trying to take him out in a coup. And he goes, thank God for the deep state. This is a former head of the CIA. doesn't deny it, laughs. Thinks it's funny. We have the New York Times admitting there is a deep state, but arguing it's a good thing in the last month. And now this. The whistleblower's attorney, who works with John Podesta, Hillary's main man, called this a coup as recently as 2017. Wow. So where do we go to get our apology? Where do I go to get my apology from you trolls on the text line who mocked me for using terms like deep state and coup? Apparently, you guys pioneered them. You know what's coming next, don't you? Yeah, you know. The New York Times article arguing that a coup is a good thing. Just wait for it.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Gonna jump on the line with Fred and Duncan. Hey, Fred.
Hey, morning, Tara. How are you today?
Good. What's up?
Oh, just hearing you talk about the not whistleblower and his attorney and the comments and all of that. And it was kind of interesting how he went out of his way to single out CNN and how they would be important in helping to bring the president down before he finished his term. And then here you have O'Keefe breaking the story on CNN about how Zucker was all the time pushing that line. But you mentioned that within 10 days he had already used the word coup. But if you go back and you watch some of the old YouTube videos, even before he was sworn in, there was a collection of kind of past their prime Hollywood types that did these appeals and commercials that they were running, trying to appeal to Trump electors that would actually certify, you know, an electoral college where they do the official vote. And they were calling on enough electors to switch their vote so that Trump could be denied being seated as our president as a patriotic duty. And so technically, when they didn't get what they had to have or what they thought they were going to get with Hillary, they are not willing to accept it. And strangely, it's the same thing that they accused Trump of not being willing to accept the election. And that's all they've manifested ever since Trump, you know, upset their apple cart. And I want to congratulate you guys on getting the new signal in Anderson, because I just am convinced that if you guys covered this state and had a signal that covered this state, we wouldn't have the governor that we have. If you look at where your signal print is, that's where Henry McMaster didn't win in the primary. And if you guys covered this state and your opinions were able to reach this state, you and Bobby Mack, you guys have an impact. And I think your advertisers know that. And I think Columbia knows that. So anyway, just keep up the great job.
Well, thank you, Fred. And of course, and I certainly appreciate your phone call. And of course, anywhere you are where you can't hear us, that might just be walking through the grocery store. I do this when I'm shopping. I have the one earbud in the one ear. You can listen on radio.com. I do it all the time. If you bump into me out and about, I've usually got the one earbud in. I'm listening with my other ear, but I've got the one earbud in and I'm listening. I listen all day long. And I just love taking it with me. I've got to have constant input in my mind. I get bored very easily and I don't like small mundane tasks like that. We all have to do. None of us like them. Shopping, doing that kind of stuff, doing the dishes. I'll just plug that earbud right in and it's over before I know it and I'm not bored. So that's what I do. I love it. I'm constant talk radio junkie. I listen all the time. You can do that too. Radio.com app on the phone, earbud, or if you live in Anderson County, starting now today, you can listen to 106.3 on 101.5 FM.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.